Kurt, I'm alcoholic. Right, one of them, welcome, was it Matt, Kyle, and Alex? Matt, Kyle, and Alex. Welcome to Alcoholics Anonymous. If you drink like I drink, and you drink as hard as I drink, I hope you did. If you did, then you're in the right place, you know? I love to drink. Drugs are a small part of my story. I did drugs, but I'm an alcoholic. If you put them all out on the table, I could choose not to do the drugs, but I had no choice whether to drink or not. You know, I'm a real alcoholic, powerless over alcohol. I've been drinking since I was 8 years old, but I didn't become a daily drinker until I was 13 years old. Right. And about the same time as I learned how to shoplift, right? So I learned how to shoplift and get away with it. So I became a daily drinker. And I love to drink, man. That feeling produced by alcohol, it just, it's my favorite thing this planet has to offer. Sorry, ladies, but alcohol, number one, man, number one. I love alcohol. I would pick a second, first and second, you know what I mean? That's my thing. And I chased alcohol, you know. I chased alcohol for a long, long time. I chased alcohol for, I'd say, 30 years. And the book talks about how we basically drink because we like the feeling produced by alcohol. It's, you know, I can come up with a lot of reasons why I drink, you know, and a lot of excuses why I drink, but really, it's just, I like the feeling it produces. I like the way it makes me feel. And when I became a young man, it made me feel like a man, you know. And when I was a teenage drunk, it allowed me to do things. You know? It allowed me to walk outside of my house. So I'm here tonight because I don't want to drink. I don't want to drink. And that might sound like a contradiction in terms, you know. I love the feeling produced by alcohol. It does for me, it did for me what nothing else could do for me, you know? No friends, no woman, no peer group, nothing, you know? Alcohol made me believe in myself for however long I was under the influence, and then I'd have to do it again just so I could believe in myself so I could walk outside of my house and face the world. And so I'm here because I don't want to drink. And the reason for that is, I would have to say, is because there's another feeling produced by alcohol that I'm deathly afraid of, you know? And that is also in our literature, and that's also in our basic text. The other feeling produced by alcohol, if you were to take a can, you know, I forgot to read the fine print on that can of Budweiser, man, you know? And it said something like, if you're alcoholic and you drink this one beer, you are going to suffer what is called alcoholic torture. Alcoholic torture. And that's what I suffered from, alcoholic torture. And I didn't physically suffer from alcohol. You know, physically I wasn't in pain. And if I was, you know, I would just pound a, you know, fifth of Wild Turkey and be done with that. Back pain, whatever kind of pain. But the emotional pain that I felt in my heart and in my mind, which the two are connected, was unbearable. And that emotional pain didn't start until I got to my first Alcoholics Anonymous meeting in 1991. I was 21 years old, and I was done. Alcohol had picked me up like a pit bull might grab something and shake it. And I was done, man. I needed to get sober, you know. I needed to get sober. And so I wasn't ready. What happened? I wasn't ready. You know, I needed Alcoholics Anonymous, but I didn't want it, you know. And that alcoholic torture came because I came around, I started going to South Bay Pioneers down in Chula Vista because I was from Imperial Beach. But I wanted to get the hell out of Imperial Beach and go do this thing on the, you know, go to AA on the sly so my friends don't know I'm going to AA. And so I used to go to South Bay Pioneers, man. And and what happened there was I heard a solution. right? I heard a solution. I heard there was a way out. I heard there was a way out. I'll tell you what. From that point, you know, I had lost a lot. I was good at athletics as a kid. I couldn't participate in athletics. I lost the respect of my mother and my family. This is just as a teenager, you know? And I really didn't fit in. But when I was a young adult, and I'm a bad drunk as a young adult, and I came to Alcoholics Anonymous, and I found there was a way out, and I couldn't stop drinking. That's when the alcoholic torture began, up here and in here. Because I wanted to participate in life. I wanted to be a part of life. I wanted the F-250, my little coffee at 7-Eleven, and go to work. When I come home, I'm going to kiss my two little boys who I love dearly, who, by the way, I had nothing to do with after about 4 years of their life because I had to drink. I wanted these things, you know. I wanted that disgusted look in my mother's eyes to go away, you know. I wanted to be in a lasting relationship with a woman, you know. I wanted to be with my wife, not divorced from my wife. And these are all simple life things, you know. not materialistic things, because you know, those weren't important to me yet. The things I had lost that were dear to me, I had lost, and I could not seem to be able to hold on to them, right? And so that's where the alcoholic torture was for me, man. And I'll tell you what, I don't have very much time here, so I'm going to get sober. I got sober. My sobriety date is November 5th, 2008. all the years that I was out there, and this was for 17 years that I was in and out of AA. You know, either I was in Alcoholics Anonymous, or I was in a bar, or I was in the penitentiary. And that's how my life went. And when I came to Alcoholics Anonymous in November 5th, 2008, I went to a place called Pathfinders, right? It's a men's recovery home. And what happened was some men surrounded me and told me, if I don't take the steps, I'm going to die. And I didn't want to die, but I still wanted to drink. But I took the steps anyway, the steps of Alcoholics Anonymous. It wasn't in the fellowship. I had been doing the fellowship for quite a long time. It was in the steps of Alcoholics Anonymous that saved my life and changed my life. So what has happened is, coincidentally, the obsession has been removed. The problem has been removed. And that's in the 10th step promises. If you read those promises after the promises we always read, there's some better promises after those. The obsession has been removed. The problem has been removed. And since then, my life has become beautiful, you know. I can look the world in the eye every day. Every day, I can look the world in the eye. I can get up and I can go to work. I can treat women like ladies, you know. I know how to speak to people. Things of that nature. I don't have all night. So what I'm going to say is this. I love Alcoholics Anonymous. And moreover, I absolutely love struggling drunks. You know, I love struggling drunks. And more than I love drinking. And that's a lot. So I'm going to say this and I'm going to shut up. If you're new here and your drinking's doing more to you than it's doing for you, you might be alcoholic. You might be alcoholic. And if you're an alcoholic like I'm an alcoholic, the solution is in that book and it's in these rooms. And so with that, I'm going to shut up and sit down. Thanks.